Everybody's getting COVID again, Dean.
Oh, man, oh, man. This time we've got Hugh Jackman, who's just been tested for COVID. He was just on the Tony Awards on Sunday night, and he made the announcement about COVID yesterday. They say his symptoms are minimal right now, but he is still in quarantine and will be off of his Broadway show, The Music Man, at least through next Tuesday. He'll be tested throughout there. Also, Mick Jagger has tested positive for COVID. You don't want to hear about any 78-year-old men getting COVID, but that's what's happened. The Stones had to postpone their concert in Amsterdam last night. They say that they'll reschedule that as soon as possible. Their next show is scheduled in Switzerland this coming weekend, and at least for right now, is still on the schedule.
Those Tony Awards had more viewers than they did last year, which was an all-time low, wasn't it?
It was an all-time low last year, but it's definitely rebounded. But this was one of the better award shows that I've seen. I haven't watched the whole thing because I was still in Memphis, up to my neck in Elvis over the weekend. But I did have it on while I was working on some other things, and I caught many of the performances. Most notably, I caught what an amazing job the host, Ariana DeBose, did. She's the one that won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress from Steven Spielberg's West Side Story. She was so good as the host. And the ratings are up 39%. It was seen both on Paramount Plus, a full 4 hours of acceptance speeches, but also these great performances, and then 3 hours on CBS on Sunday night. So let's hope it's a very, very entertaining show. So maybe people were just looking for some escape, watching this.
Yeah, maybe.
Either way, good news for award shows.
We were talking about Britney Spears' wedding the other day. Nothing she does can be without controversy or incident. Tell us what happened.
This is so so weird. Her ex-husband from 2004, the man who was married to Britney Spears for less than 3 days in 2004, is obviously quite obsessed with her still after all these years. He crashed the wedding over the weekend. Not only did he crash it, he did an Instagram live stream of him crashing the wedding.
Of course he did.
So just in case everybody didn't see what was going on, he put it up on the gram. And he was charged yesterday with misdemeanor counts of trespassing, vandalism, and battery. His name is Jason Alexander, not the Seinfeld actor, completely different guy. Pleaded not guilty to it all, despite the fact that it was live streamed and that everybody could watch it. Apparently, there have been stalking charges filed against him for quite some time now, over a long period of time. So the judge has issued a restraining order, number one. He set his bail at $100,000. A hearing is scheduled for tomorrow, so we'll see what happens. I feel a little bit sorry for Brittany. She's that's kind of living in jail with all this crazy stuff going
trauma
around her, with her family and ex-husband of 3 days, and
trauma follows her.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey's in trouble again, sounds like.
Yes, this time in the UK. He is still facing a civil lawsuit here in the United States for an accusation made by actor Anthony Rapp, who accuses him of sexual assault that happened back in the 80s. That trial is going to start in October. But in London yesterday, officials there charged Spacey with 4 counts of sexual assault. There are 3 men there who say that Spacey assaulted them in 2005 and 2013, when Spacey was the artistic director of the Old Vic Theater in London. Spacey is denying all the charges. He will defend himself to prove his innocence. Trial date hasn't been set yet, but this coming Thursday, they are all due to appear in court to get the proceedings underway.
Dean, you say the name Philip Baker Hall, and you go who, but if you see the picture of him, you remember him well, don't you?
Oh, you instantly recognize his face. One of the great character actors of all time. Kind of a sad, weathered, droopy face. I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just that was his look, and that's really what sort of enhanced all of his performances. He passed away yesterday at his home in California, surrounded by his loved ones. He's probably best known for the character he played called Joe Bookman, who was the investigator. I'm not supposed to laugh during an obituary, pop.
Well, it was such a great episode.
It was such a funny episode, though. Joe Bookman was the investigator who was searching for long overdue library books on Seinfeld. He was also part of the show's finale. They loved him so much, but he was in episodes of Modern Family. He was in movies like Boogie Nights and Magnolia, among many, many, many others. Philip Baker Hall was 90 years old.
Yeah, the library cop was tremendous.
It's a classic episode.
Oh, man, he was serious.
Classic Seinfeld.
Good news from Post Malone, huh?
Yeah, Post Malone is a dad. They made the announcement. He made the announcement during an interview yesterday. We still don't know who his fiance is. He's never. His longtime girlfriend, but he's never said what her name is or who she is, and she prefers to remain anonymous. So I think we can probably respect that. But she and Post Malone are now the parents of a little baby girl. He said that this is the happiest that he has ever been. I know a lot of people love his music. He's, you know, one of the top artists on the charts today. If you're not a fan, your kids or grandkids most certainly are. He's kicking off his first tour since the pandemic that will come to the United Center on September the 14th. The tour actually begins this coming Saturday, but a pre-sale for the United Center show go on sale this morning at 10 o'clock. So if you're interested, today's the day to get your tickets for that.
A while back, we were talking about the Marilyn Monroe dress that Kim Kardashian wore and wondering if it was a good idea. Well, apparently it wasn't. What happened?
Apparently not. she borrowed the actual dress that Marilyn Monroe wore when she sang Happy Birthday to President Kennedy back in 1962. And Kim Kardashian said she was very, very careful. She only wore it to walk on the red carpet and walk up those stairs for the Met Gala in New York, and then switched into a replica of the dress afterwards. But the Marilyn Monroe collection posted some pictures on Instagram saying the dress was not returned in the same condition that they, let her have it. Crystals that are all over the dress, some crystals are now missing. Some are hanging on by a thread. They posted pictures of the material that seems to be kind of stretched out with the whole thing. So, you know, let that be a lesson to you. Some of you going to work this morning, if Kim Kardashian calls and wants to borrow some of your clothes,
no,
do not let her do that.
Let's listen to a little Harry Styles. What's this?
This is kind of interesting. Harry Styles, you know, was with the group One Direction. I think he is still with the group One Direction, but has a brand new solo album out. Incredibly, incredibly talented vocalist. Now, it's easy for vocalists to sound good when they're in a recording studio and they, you know, there's editing that takes place and electronic enhancements, and they can start and stop and take out the mistakes and, you know, add, you know, different things. But Harry Styles participated in something that is a Japanese YouTube series called First Take, where artists go in and they are given one take to sing one of their songs, only with acoustic enhancement. So this is Harry Styles with a couple of acoustic guitars and a background singer. And people are raving about this, how great it sounds, how he nailed it on one take and sounds so beautiful. Give a little bit of a listen to this. Really kind of nice.
Really pretty voice.
Really beautiful voice. It reminds me of, remember when MTV started their Unplugged series?
Mm-hmm.
And you could hear these bands that, you know, normally were huge electronic kind of bands just playing acoustic instruments and singing. That's kind of what this is, but you get one chance, and that's it on this Japanese series. And Harry Styles absolutely nailed it. It's on YouTube if you want to listen to the whole thing.
Guess what? He can sing, and he's got talent. Thanks, Steve.
By the way, for our entertainment segments from now on, I'm trying to see if I can get all the iPhones to alarms to go off like they did last night for the storms to come through.
You want to alert people that you're on the radio?
To let people know that the entertainment segment is on right after the 8 o'clock news.
Good idea. Could you make it not quite so loud, though? Thank you.